Welcome to EY Access with your host, Eric Young.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of EY Access. I am the EY in EY Access. My name is Eric Young. I'm the President Creative Director of EY Studios, and I'm joined here once again by Cresta from Shopper Approved. How's it going, Cresta?
Amazing. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And Cresta, I want to talk about something that we normally would not talk about on EY Access. I'm also joined here, by the way, with Megan Bryson. Megan,
hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very pregnant, very lovely.
Very pregnant, thank you.
And you're very strong. And you're very female. And Cresta, yes. You're very female. And that's what we're talking about here today, are females in e-commerce. Is it politically correct now? Can I say females?
You can.
Is that all right?
We own our womanhood,
right?
In e-commerce.
Right. I mean, femininity is one of the biggest differentiators, I would
right?
say. Yeah, I'm a branding guy, and branding is another word for differentiation. Right.
And it's a boys' world. I think that's what's important is e-commerce and this industry. Tech is such a boys' world.
It's a white boy world, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's I'm kind of persona non grata here as a white man here these days. But let's talk about how to make it in e-commerce when you're an enterprising female. We have a lot of young females working for EY Studios. They're trying to figure out how to make it. Cresta, what's one of the biggest pieces of advice you would give them? What do you think?
Don't be flirty.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that you have to be flirty to get the business, because all you're going to do is lose their respect. They may want to be with you. They may want to talk to you, party with you.
Right.
But they're not going to trust you with their money or their business at
right.
the end of the day, because you're not making them feel special like for learning. They're super smart, savvy guys, right? They've seen it all. They've done it all. They've probably been in a frat themselves. They're used to the attention.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to sell yourself out like that. Like, go ahead. You don't have to be stiff. I still have fun. I still engage.
Right.
But I'm also don't belittle myself by resorting to flirting to get the business. Because I know
what do you
I don't
mean by, is it like dress code or like how do you look?
There's
look
a lot
that?
Of things that have to do with it. Like you got your booth, babe. We all
right.
know what those look like,
mm-hmm.
right?
We've seen them.
And
I don't take them serious.
You
I
don't.
Mean, it's,
yeah, they've got their elevator pitch,
right.
but they're really just there to draw the guys over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting out of the house.
Yep.
They get to see a hot lady, right? Like, no, seriously. But even though you want to come over to that booth, right? Maybe that draws you over there.
You don't know the product.
You don't know the product, right?
Right?
So now it's our jobs as executive women in the industry to tell you what we do, how we do it. I would say know your product, know your merchant, ask questions. Don't show cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge...
No cleavage.
No.
Not even like an inch.
No. I actually don't think you need to.
Okay.
A little bit maybe, but it also depends on the attire.
Be tasteful.
Right. Be tasteful.
Right.
Exactly. So but the attire, you have your cocktail attire, you have your booth attire. But I also don't think that you need to wear the polo with the khaki pants in the booth either. Don't be afraid of your feminism or your
mm-hmm.
womanism, whatever.
Yeah.
But own it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And don't go over the top. You're not at a nightclub. You don't have to do that. Look the guy in the eye, shake his hand firmly, and just own you, I guess, is the
right.
biggest thing. And guys sense sincerity.
They do.
If
That's
you're
true.
Being genuine and you're passionate and you love what you do,
mm-hmm.
they hear that. And guess what it comes across as? Honesty, integrity. And they want to know more and they want to do business with you.
Right. Megan, what mistakes have you seen the sisterhood make where you're like, oh, honey, what are you seeing there?
Well, Cresta touched on something earlier today at the end of our lunch and learn, where she was talking about, when you go out to these networking events, stay in control.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you how many times I have watched girls sloshing drinks
so
on themselves.
So disappointing.
And slurring their words. And,
wow.
Oh, it's just horrifying. I mean, and I'm a big girl, so I'm not a lightweight. But
mm-hmm.
if you are, or even if you're not, just be aware and just know how to act. And I always like to think of it as, pretend like your mom or your dad or your brother.
I said that upstairs.
Would you act like that in front of your dad or your
mm-hmm.
dad's buddies? No. These are, these are your guys, probably your dad's age, some of them.
What do they think
we
they're
have
accomplishing?
A rule.
What's the deal? What's your rule?
Well, we have a rule. It's a
mm-hmm.
two-drink. Two-drink rule.
Two-drink rule,
at any networking event, no more than two drinks. There's a reason they only give you two tickets when you go to the conference.
Right?
No, I'm kidding. But you asked, what do you think they're accomplishing?
Right.
And I think that's a great question. So, ultimately, they're young women.
Mm-hmm.
They are new to this. They've never done anything like this before. Mm-hmm. They're insecure. They're not really confident in what they're seeing or how they're carrying themselves.
They just don't know.
So they just don't know.
Right.
So pairing them up with somebody who is more wise, that they can learn from, not by what they say, but by how they act. Mm-hmm. Because I've been to conferences with women that I would have thought were just amazing, but the minute they got the alcohol into them, it was so disappointing.
Right.
Right? But I guess it's just... any company that I've gone into, I treated it as if it were my own.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? I was so passionate about it. So I thought
about... extreme ownership.
How was I representing the company?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? Because you're the face. You're the front line.
Mm-hmm.
So how they see you is whether or not they're going to do business with that company.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want them to see a sloppy, irresponsible person? Because that's what they're going to think is going to happen with their work.
Right.
Right.
And you don't. You want them to see somebody who's in control, who could still have fun,
mm-hmm.
who can still engage.
Yeah.
But I think it's just helping young women find that confidence and have a mentor that they can look at and see success. Okay, guys love her.
Mm-hmm.
She's successful. She engages with them. They enjoy her company. She's not putting herself out there. She's not being slutty mm-hmm. or
be sexy. But
sexy is different.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, but there's nothing more sexy, and you could speak from a man's yep. perspective, than a confident, intelligent woman who owns her feminism
yep.
and understands who she is as mm-hmm. a woman.
And they've got it together.
Right. Nothing yeah. more sexy. Right?
Yeah.
So I think it's just empowering the young girls
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to go ahead and own that.
Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
And if you do, and also giving them the tools they need to succeed,
mm-hmm.
making sure they have strong role models with them at these conferences.
Right.
Because it's almost like as a mother, when you have your daughter, like I have a son, but if I had a daughter,
mm-hmm.
I'd want to teach her how to carry herself at a ball
right.
or at a dinner, you know, so it's the same thing. They don't know.
Right.
They need someone to show them.
Right.
And
right.
so you just want to make sure as a business owner or as a marketing director, whatever, that you are empowering those women to learn from good women.
How would you advise a young lady that is experiencing chauvinism when some older man is looking down on them saying, honey, you don't know what you're talking about, etc.? How do
yeah.
you react to that? What would you say?
So that used to happen to me a lot
mm-hmm.
When I was younger. Like, especially because hacker safe, right? It's hackers, it's guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you know?
Right.
And so I would take a step back, and I wouldn't be rude or belligerent, but I would also be confident in my knowledge. And this is where having the knowledge about your company comes in. So then I get my fierce little voice or my stronger voice, and I just lay out the facts. And I say, you know, sir, respectfully, I have to disagree with you. And I say...
Oh, so you call it.
Absolutely. Just, okay. And I say exactly what it is. And my back goes up a little straighter.
Mm-hmm.
And my voice gets a little deeper maybe. And I say, boom, boom, boom. But I lay it out. I don't get emotional.
Because
mm-hmm. they're not going to understand that. They're going to shut down.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I lay it out for them. And they'll say, 9 times out of 10, wow, you know what, Cressy? You know your stuff. I have to, like, agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I also just earn their respect, and guess what? I got their business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always going to be the case. You're going to get that guy who's just a jerk.
Yeah.
But you just got to ignore him
yeah.
and just know, you know what? There's just those kind of guys out there like that, and just walk away from it. Women are the toughest challenge.
That's a good point.
Women.
I'm saying you're taking the male perspective.
No, but, to me,
yeah.
winning a woman over
mm-hmm.
is so much harder.
Is it because they're catty or
no?
What?
Because it's a man's world, and
uh-huh.
we've worked so hard. And usually, the women that are walking by your booth are directors or vice presidents or owners,
right?
And they've had to fight all of that.
Yeah.
So don't be showing. I don't show cleavage for women,
not
for men.
I never thought of that.
For women,
yeah. Wow.
I don't do it for women because I want the woman to know that I'm not out there trying to earn business
right.
and belittle how far we've come.
Mm-hmm.
So I dress for a woman at a conference, not a man.
Very interesting.
Well, you introduced me to Katie or whatever, her super
yeah.
strong woman.
Yeah.
Katie Shop Wild Things.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
she is absolutely everything we're
fierce.
Talking about. She
yeah.
is fierce. And
I would not want to mess with her.
No, she holds
yeah.
her own in this board.
But she's super sweet. I mean,
yeah.
super
she's
sweet.
Yeah. She's someone to save notes for us.
But she also wouldn't take you seriously if you were a little bimbo up in the booth.
Yeah.
Like, that's honestly, true. Like, she wouldn't.
She can read through anything.
Yeah. Yes. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Well, Cresta, thank you for joining
thank
us.
You
and Megan,
for
thank you for
having me.
Your feedback.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Just love what you do. If you love what you do, it'll all follow.
That's it. You got to be passionate.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time on EY Access. Thank you very much.